Hey guys, welcome back to Live Your Personal Best. I'm so excited for today's episode talking with Dr. Lindsay Elmore all about functional medicine. And I was really excited to have her on because her background is in pharmacy, her background is in medicine, but now she's changed from trying to treat the problems to actually getting to the root cause of these problems that people have. So if you've ever thought to yourself, I have trouble sleeping, but this is normal for me, or oh, I get migraines once a month, but that's normal for me. Getting used to something is not the same as it being normal to live with, and Dr. Elmore shares some great takeaways on why it's really important to actually tackle the problem and not just be okay with it or trying to cover it up. And if you haven't already connected with me on Instagram, it's @liveyourpb for personal best, and I would love to connect with you there to show you some behind the scenes of the episodes, to give you more information and all of that. So come follow along, and I hope that you enjoy this week's episode. What's up, and welcome to the Live Your Personal Best podcast. This is the place where I help current and former athletes like you to show up confidently in the gym and in life. I'm your host, Emily Kaufman, a former Division I athlete and author of Elite to Everyday Athlete. I'm going to show you how to stay motivated in reaching your goals and how to have more fun doing it. So let's sweat it out and start living your personal best. Hey guys, welcome back. Today we are joined by Dr. Lindsay Elmore, and she holds a doctorate in pharmacy from the University of California, San Francisco. She's also a speaker, author, and is currently pursuing certified practitioner status with the Institute of Functional Medicine. I'm so excited that you're joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to chat.
Yeah, I would love to get a little bit more about your background because I think it's really interesting to hear someone that spent so much time studying pharmacy, studying medicine, and then to hear that, you know, you have this functional medicine approach. So can you tell us a little bit more about your background?
So I have a degree in chemistry and then a doctorate in pharmacy. And then I did 2 years of postdoctoral training. And so when I was in ambulatory care, I was taking care of people within a family medicine clinic, birth to death. So we saw patients of all ages. And the primary disease states that I worked on were hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol, asthma, COPD, people who needed blood thinning medicines and had to come in and get checked. Those were the main people that I worked with. And over the course of seeing patients throughout that year, and then I joined academic faculty and I started seeing patients out in the community, I recognized that I was doing nothing to actually help people get healthy. And so I was helping people to treat the symptoms of their disease instead of asking the really deep question of why does this disease exist in the first place? Because I firmly believe that the body yearns to heal. The body wants to be healthy. We weren't put on this earth to be on an endless cycle of medicines throughout our entire life. We weren't put here to need a sleeping pill to go to bed at night, need something to wake us up in the morning, to need multiple medicines to manage multiple chronic disease states. And so I finally was like, this is not for me. This is just not for me anymore. And I ended up leaving and have gotten into really helping people to uncover what is causing the problem in the first place. Because even if it's genetic, we can still work on what's happening. But most of the time, it's not genetic. We know that less than 5% of disease is caused truly, truly, truly irreversibly by our genes. What's making us sick is the way we eat, the way we stress out, the way we don't sleep, the way that we don't exercise, the way that we think self-care is like an Instagrammable moment instead of it being like a radical act of self-love. And so I just came to the point where I was like, I don't want to treat your diabetes. I want you to not have diabetes in the first place. You know, I was just talking with a friend of mine And she's been in chronic pain for a year. And she's like, I just don't know what to do. And I'm like, how are you sleeping? She's like, terribly. How are you eating? Not great. How's your stress level? Out the roof. And I'm like, okay, so you're complaining because your body is in pain. Pain is caused by inflammation. And yet you're fostering behaviors all day, every day that are increasing inflammation and not giving your body adequate restorative time to drain the inflammation out. So I kind of just took a hard left away from everything that I learned in pharmacy school. And now I teach people how we are, you know, I teach people how we are broken and how the medical system is broken as a society. And really importantly, how pharmaceutical companies have zero care about whether or not you are actually healthy and well.
Yeah, that's so interesting because from your perspective as the pharmacist, I never even thought about that aspect, right? You have someone coming into you weekly, monthly, whatever it is, just with those same symptoms. And you're like, yes, what I do, you know, helps them feel better, but you're never going to get better from this.
Yeah, no, you're never, ever going to heal diabetes, high blood pressure, hypertension with medications because all it's doing is tapping down the symptoms. Let's tap down the symptoms instead of saying diabetes is completely reversible. Type 2 diabetes is 100% reversible. It just takes time. It takes patience. It takes dedication. And it takes you caring enough about yourself to care for yourself.
Yeah. No, I love that. And then I also just want to clarify, like, what is functional medicine? Like, is that the essential oils and CBD and like all of those adding in, or what is functional medicine?
So functional medicine is built on the concept that there is a root cause of illness. And the root causes of illness are generally the same in most people. So there's one condition that has many causes, or there can be one cause that leads to many conditions. So for example, we were talking about inflammation. Well, inflammation is a leading root cause of tons of different diseases. Inflammation can cause heart disease, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, chronic pain, depression is all worsened by inflammation. Even things like autism can be worsened by inflammation. Then you can also look at, okay, well, if somebody in front of me is saying, I have depression, I am on an antidepressant medicine, we know that there are many, many, many things that lead to depression. It can be vitamin D deficiency. It can be a low thyroid. It can be omega-3 deficiency, antibiotic use that destroys the microbiome. People who have prediabetes are more likely to have depression. And so we look at, instead of what Western medicine does, is Western medicine says, okay, you're going to go to this doctor because you need somebody to work on your brain. They're called a neurologist. And then you're going to go to this doctor because you need somebody to work on your gut. They're called a gastroenterologist. Then you're going to go to an endocrinologist because you have diabetes. Well, the problem with all of that is that your nervous system inflammation that's leading to the chronic headaches is also the inflammation that is leading to the diabetes. It's also linked to the fact that your gut is inflamed, that is causing you to feel ill on multiple different levels. And so we look at the whole body as one thing. And so we look at the whole system, and then we try to figure out what is the dysfunction in the system. That's what we're looking for. It's not about making a diagnosis of a disease state. It's about looking for the dysfunction that is leading to multiple disease states and putting it all together.
I just needed to jump in real quick and let you know about a product that I have been loving. So I don't know about you, but vacations are picking up again. I'm traveling more. And with this, I don't want to be worried about if I'm getting enough vegetables. I don't want to be worried about seeing if I get enough nutrients and vitamins and minerals and all of that. I want just an all-in-one substance. And so that's what Athletic Greens is. It's a greens blend. It has 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients that covers all of your nutritional bases. I've been putting them in my bag, just in the to-go travel containers, and having it with my breakfast, pouring it into a glass of water, shaking it up, and then I don't have to worry for the rest of the day. And so I wanted to share a special promotion that they have going on right now with you. So if you go to athleticgreens.com/liveyourpb, then you could get two free gifts right now. One is a year supply of vitamin D and 5 travel packs with your subscription. So go check it out right now, athleticgreens.com/liveyourpb. I've been loving it. I think you will too. The link is right down below.
Another thing that makes functional medicine very, very different is the way that we organize the patient interviews and the way that we look not only at what's happened in your life, but we look at ancestral health. We think about like how healthy was your mom when she was pregnant, you know? So we look at this whole spectrum of your life, because a lot of people can really understand that there was like this time point in their life where they never felt good again. Okay. So we think about the antecedents. So the antecedents are all of the things that have already happened to you. Maybe you were a child and you took 7 courses of antibiotics when you were a young kid because you had recurrent ear infections. That has a lifetime effect on your health. Maybe you had an adverse childhood experience, witnessed violence in the home, or witnessed drug use in the home, or were separated from a parent due to incarceration. Those things that happen to us set the stage for disease throughout our entire life. So all of those antecedents are there. Genes are there. The way that your mom either nursed you or bottle fed you, the way that you were either a cesarean birth or a vaginal birth, all of those things are already there. Then what happens is there is a triggering event. And this can be, you know, I was talking to a friend this morning, and she was asking me, how do I get rid of this chronic pain? And I was like, we have to drain all the inflammation out of your body. So how are you pooping? How is your poop? And she's like, I have had chronic constipation my whole life. And I was like, back on up, soldier. When did the chronic constipation start? And she was like, it started when I was about 3 or 4 years old. And I was like, what was going on in your life at that time? So there, it goes back and digs deep into what is this triggering event, because living your whole life with chronic constipation is not normal. Living with diabetes is not normal. We have normalized sickness to the point where we just think everybody has hypertension and diabetes and has some chronic pain and is going to need surgery at some point throughout their life. No, friends, it is not normal for you to have PCOS and infertility and have a crappy sex drive. That's not normal. It is common, but it is not normal. So we have antecedents, we have triggering events, and then we have mediators. And the mediators can be both good and bad. So you can have mediators that are making your gastrointestinal disease worse, or you can have mediators that are making your disease better. So looking for the root cause is the big, big differentiator, as well as looking at the antecedents, the triggers, and the mediators. And really, my favorite part about functional medicine is we start by saying, okay, well, let's work on these mediators. You have agency over your health. I promise you, you deserve to be healthy. And look at your life. What is causing your disease? You can remember the acronym of STAINS with 3 S's. Those are the most common causes of disease. Stress is number one. If you are stressed out, you will never be healthy. Just find a way to not be as stressed out. It is critical for your health. So stress is one of the main causes. Toxins. So if you are exposed to corporate toxins in the environment, xenoestrogens in plastics, alcohol, drugs of abuse, all of those are toxic. So toxins are another cause of disease. Allergies, another cause of disease. Adverse food reactions, infections, abnormal microbiome, nutrient deficiencies. And then the other things are sleep imbalances, sedentarism, so not exercising, and then sociogenomics are the smaller piece of the puzzle where our genes, you know, sometimes you get bad genes. It's just the way it is. But also relationships and our social connectivity is really critically important to our health. So the great news is we can work on all of those modifiable lifestyle factors that are mediating our disease, either making it better or making it worse.
Yeah. Wow. I loved all of that. And especially what you're talking about with the, like, what is normal? Because for your friend, you know, her constipation was normal. I'm sure she figured out how to kind of live with that. But now here she is 20 to 30 years later, and she's seeing the other effects of it and what it's triggering. And so you never really think about that part of, okay, but if I don't treat it now and I make this now normal, how could that show up later?
Right, right. Exactly. I mean, if you go through a full life of not being able to effectively detoxify your body via your bowels, of course that's going to catch up with you. Of course it is. You know, you go through your whole life sleeping 5 hours a night. Of course it's going to catch up with you. It's undeniable.
Yeah, no, I think that's something that a lot of people get caught in. And, you know, I'm a former athlete. A lot of my listeners, they're also athletes in some sense. And that's something very common of if you get injured, it's almost you never even like heal that part. It's always, okay, well, how can you like work around it or push through it? And so I think even that mindset shift of actually, no, like our body wants to heal and how can you go about healing it no matter what happened in the past?
Yes, absolutely. Your body can heal. And I'm going to blow the punchline of health because there is no magic bullet. The white horse is not coming. It is legit up to you to sleep well, to drink clean water, to avoid toxins, to actively pursue detoxification via sweating, via stooling, via just detoxify, castor oil packs, using detoxifying herbs, all of those things. Exercise is critical, varied exercise, like not just making exercise one thing. And calming the stress response is also just next level important. Next level.
Yeah, because you said that stress was, you know, number one. That's kind of what comes first. But, you know, that situation that you said of your first friend who you said was chronic pain, and then you're like, well, how are you sleeping? And then bad. How are you eating? Bad. Right? Like you start to feel one thing and then they all kind of pile on. Like it's a hamster wheel of like, okay, well, since I am in pain, then I'm not sleeping and all of this. So how do you recommend people like tackle their first thing? How do people like break this down into smaller steps?
Start somewhere. Start somewhere with something. You know, you could do an entire podcast on how do you sleep better. I mean, guys, you know that laying in bed at night, scrolling social media for an hour right before you're trying to go to sleep is not good for you. It's just not. You know, start with something. Do you have a water filter in your house? If not, you are constantly introducing toxins into your body every single day through the water that you drink. Grab a water filter. You know, if you haven't worked out in 10 years, okay, maybe your step one is, hey, I drove by the gym today. That's awesome. Maybe your step two is like, I bought some sneakers. Great. That's step two. So, and then, you know, starting some kind of meditation practice. I don't care if you meditate for 30 seconds, but can you just stop right now, listeners, and take a deep breath in through your nose and a deep breath out through your nose. Boom. You are now the kind of person who practices Samavritti. It just happens like that. So I'm a huge fan of the work of BJ Fogg. He has a book called Tiny Habits, and it's about, okay, do one push-up. You're the person now that does push-ups, you know, eat one really, really healthy meal. Boom. You are now the person who eats healthy. And so start making good decisions and then let one good decision lead to the next.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I love, you know, all these stories that you're sharing with it too. Is this something like you did Western or functional medicine in your life beforehand and that's how you got pulled into it? Or has this only been through patients?
Well, I met a group of functional medicine pharmacists and I recognized that I had knowledge gaps in what I knew that was, you know, I didn't know. Nobody had ever really taught me that you can cause broad reaching nutrient deficiencies by the use of medications. No one had ever really made it understandable that what we're looking for is the dysfunction in the body, because somewhere there is metabolic dysfunction, which is leading to cellular dysfunction, which is leading to tissue dysfunction. And that's where the symptoms arise, is once you have tissue dysfunction and all of a sudden you're getting diagnosed with kidney disease. And it's like, no, you just have a dysfunction in the energetics of the cellular energetics of the kidneys. You know, I heard somebody, Dr. Casey Means was chatting with me, and she's like, look, we call insulin resistance by a lot of different names, but really, if you get down to it, PCOS, insulin resistance of the ovaries, Alzheimer's disease, insulin resistance of the brain. You know, if you've got muscle dysfunction and you've got insulin resistance of the muscles, that can be diagnosed as diabetes. Fatty liver disease, that's insulin resistance and cholesterol mismanagement in the liver. So it's interesting just to completely look at life and look at health in a completely different way.
Yeah. No, this is so interesting. I've learned so much from this conversation. Is there any one last piece of advice that you'd love to leave everyone with?
You deserve to be healthy. Like, you absolutely deserve to be healthy. And that belief, I'm going to totally rip off Dr. Will Cole right now. You can't heal a body that you hate. If you hate yourself, you're never going to get healthy. You're never going to get healthy. Be relentlessly exactly who you are and understand that you deserve to be healthy and that health doesn't have to be It doesn't have to be hard. Allow health to come at you naturally and with ease.
Yes. Oh, I love that. It comes from a place of love. You deserve to be healthy. I love all of it. Where can everyone find you, learn more about you, all of that?
Well, you can head to lindseyelmore.com. You can listen to the Lindsay Elmore Show anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And if you want to learn more about how functional medicine can transform your health, head to wellnessmadesimple.us.
Awesome. I'll put that all below. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, do me a favor and take a screenshot right now and post it on your Instagram story. You can tag me @liveyourpersonalbest. Come say hi, come say what's up. I would love to connect with you, and this would help support me to continue bringing you free content. Thanks, and see you next time.